This is Radio Energy News.
I'm Saskia Williams, and this is your 1 o'clock EN4 News update. Two women have won a claim for compensation after the Met Police failed to properly look into allegations of rape about John Warboys. The victims, who were both raped by the black cab driver, had argued their treatment by police who didn't believe them caused them mental harm. Victims of serious crime may now be able to sue police for breach of their human rights if they fail to investigate effectively. Dabalina Dasgupta is a lawyer at human rights organisation Liberty. She explains why she felt the need to step in.
At the time, the Home Secretary was Theresa May, and she intervened against the interests of John Warboys' victims before the court had even decided on whether the police's application to appeal should be accepted. And actually, I'm not sure I've ever seen that happen in my career.
The High Court says the government's plans to tackle illegal levels of air pollution in the UK are unlawful. The proposals were found to be seriously flawed in respect to 45 local authority areas, which aren't expected to reduce pollution to within legal levels until 2021. Speaking at PMQs, Theresa May told MPs the High Court did side with ministers in other areas.
The court has dismissed the complaint relating to five cities with major air quality problems, has found that we are taking appropriate action. They've agreed that the modelling we used to support the 2017 air quality plan is sound.
Now, a British man who was held by police in Cambodia over claims of a pornographic dance say he doesn't think he did anything wrong. 10 foreigners were detained at a pool party last month. Officers initially said they were singing and dancing provocatively, but have since dropped charges against 9 of them. Tom Jeffries is now back in Portsmouth, but one of his friends is still being held.
There was literally just a swimming pool, there was a barbecue, and there were just people drinking beers, you know. There was nothing at all that I would have thought would have caused the police to come and raid.
A schoolboy has been charged with a rape of a 13-year-old girl in Ladywell Park, Bannockburn. The teenage victim was allegedly followed from a shop before being punched and raped. A report will be submitted to the Procurator Fiscal. Three Scottish Conservatives have signed a letter from pro-Brexit MPs to the Prime Minister calling on the UK to make a clean break within the EU. Alistair Jack, Stephen Kerr and Colin Clark are among the 62 Tory MPs to have put their names to the letter with suggestions for the Brexit they want to see. They insist that the UK must have full control over laws after withdrawal and must not become a rule taker from Brussels. MP Peter Bone signed it and denies it's a passive-aggressive threat.
That letter, I don't see how that could ever be interpreted that way, because it's wholesome support for what the Prime Minister is doing. What we're going to do is achieve a special relationship with the European Union. These are helpful ideas for the Prime Minister along the way.
American band Haim say it's important women stick together in the music industry. The sisters are up for Best International Group at tonight's Brit Awards. Est and Danielle say they're focused on equality.
We need more female producers, more female lighting designers. I mean, like,
mixers. We
make it a very, very big priority to hire women to work with us.
Iron Brew's new Don't Be Can't Be a Can advert has sparked complaints with some viewers claiming it's in poor taste. The Advertising Standards Authority said it had received 9 complaints since the promo for Scotland's national fizzy drink aired. The complainant said the advert was offensive and questioned whether or not it was suitable pre-watershed. I'm Saskia Williams, that's EN4 News.
This is Radio Energy News.